The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
By the way, I got a goat in my trunk.
Back.
You should post that up there, Push. Yard goats?
The yard goats.
Yard goats of Hartford?
Hartford yard goats.
I forget where
they're from.
Yeah, minor league baseball has some very creative mascots.
That's how you sell gear.
And then post the cake there, which looks more like a bighorn sheep.
With the short and curlies?
That Subban gave to Lindsey Vonn. And we got a memo here from our landlord.
Really?
Yeah. It says, champions do not back down. They don't settle. And they don't quit, except for cable.
That's right. You can quit cable.
You quit cable.
Yeah.
I love that commercial. Oh, yeah. You quit, Cable.
I love the old coach, the old gray-haired black dude in the corner.
Yep.
The bald head with the big beard. He's such a great-looking. He's central casting assistant coach. Assistant hard-ass coach in the corner. Just nodding his head. Yes, you do.
Yeah. So that apparently was the inspiration from our landlord, that commercial. But the problem was, in that commercial, they quit cable, but they replaced it with DirecTV,
exactly.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You quit cable.
Nick Allen, and also he's a midweek comedian, that Nick Allen. He'll be here later on this morning.
Yeah, but since it's a short week, well, only for us.
Yeah.
But it's one of those cases where, it's already Wednesday.
Oh, for us, right.
Yeah.
We work tomorrow. We got a Friday off. We always take a long President's Day to celebrate the past presidents.
Oh, and future presidents.
And the future ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll celebrate the past and the future.
Oh, I'll celebrate the current one a little bit.
No, I won't.
I got a soft spot in my heart for him, and you know that.
You don't. Lying ass suck up. What up, Craig?
It was on this date in 1972. Led Zeppelin had to cancel a show in Singapore because officials would not let the band members off the airplane.
Long hair, drugs, what?
The hair was too long.
Simply
because their hair is long.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
My hair was too long.
Oh, look at them. Bunch of long hairs. How are you going to let that into your country?
There was a period of time. People used to get their panties in a wad about hair.
All right.
And then we kind of moved forward.
Yeah, we did get past that, didn't we?
Yep.
There's a story out of Louisiana, 25-year-old Frank Sams Jr.
Couldn't they have stuffed their hair up under their hats?
Went in and asked him why. You look like a fine, upstanding young man.
Would they have caught on?
I would like to think, let me rephrase that.
They would have said,
I would imagine
you.
That they would have eventually caught on.
Yeah.
Because they were going to be followed.
They wouldn't
the
have been on stage
time.
With baseball caps on. Not a bit stupid.
Well, they could explain to the audience why they couldn't take their caps off.
Yeah.
And the audience would
Nope, you don't suck up to the man.
Well, then you're admitting that you have the long hair.
Right. Don't suck up to the man. Wear your hair long. Go Zeppelin.
So they just
Zeppelin sounds a lot like...
they just go back home?
Zeppelin sounds a lot like the Greta Van Fleet. I noticed that. Zeppelin stole Greta Van Fleet's sound a little bit.
Not the hair so much.
That's a good one.
That one kid has pretty short hair. The lead singer?
It's not short, just curly.
It's
the curly hair.
Curly fro type
curly
thing.
Curly fro thing happening, right?
A man out of Louisiana, 25-year-old Frank Sams Jr., he decided that he wanted to turn himself in on a second-degree murder warrant in New Orleans. He spent nearly an hour pleading with police to arrest him. before they finally did. Deputies refused to process him because he did not have a state ID. According to the New Orleans Advocate.
They didn't believe him. He killed anybody?
Well, they couldn't prove it was him.
Oh, so they couldn't arrest him. Oh, okay. All right.
Eventually, his lawyer produced a copy of a news article that featured his picture and said that he was wanted for second-degree murder. And they said, oh, all right, I guess we'll arrest you.
Yeah. What, did he do it?
Oh, that's really not the question because, you know, at this point, everything is alleged.
Yeah. El Chapo down for the count, all 10 counts.
The point is, looks like it's quite an effort to get arrested in that town.
Well, you got to have ID.
El Chapo, gone away for life.
Wrongly convicted, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, El Chapo doesn't look like your TV drug lords.
He's the short one.
Like the guy in the Mayans, you know, they're always skinny and very handsome.
Well, no, Escobar was a chubby dude, too, man.
And El Chapo might have been. He might have been a skinny, handsome guy 20 years ago. Yep. I mean, you know, the life ages you, man.
Yep. So does going to jail for your life.
That, too.
Jurors had been deliberating for 6 days. They looked through 200 hours of testimony, dozens of boxes of evidence, and asked legal questions several times during 3 months of testimony in Brooklyn.
They were brought in armed guards. I just heard more stories about them last night. They had armed guards had to escort them in to the courtroom every day.
Every day.
Every day, man.
His attorneys say they will appeal.
He's done.
Of course.
Of course they do. But that's just, they always do. They appeal all the time. That's what attorneys do.
And then he's got more trials to go.
Oh, he does.
Oh, several more in the states.
But they're not letting him out of the states.
No, he's got several trials to go through. Right. So I mean, he gets to do some traveling, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if he was the drug lord, but who did Johnny Depp play in the movie Blow?
He played the guy from the U.S. who started bringing coke up to the Southern California in the early days.
Did he work for Escobar?
Yeah, he eventually met Escobar in the movie. Yeah.
But all American drug lords are handsome like Johnny Depp.
The real guy didn't look like Johnny Depp. Long hair wasn't as good looking as Johnny Depp.
No, the real guy was also kind of a prick. Right.
I still love that movie. I love that movie.
But Johnny Depp just comes off too nice.
I don't know, man. I thought he was a prick in that movie, too, actually. But you're right, because there's a lot of pricks around him in that. I still like the guy. I still love that movie. Go see Blow if you haven't seen it.
Oh, I do, too.
Yeah.
At the theater.
Don't Google that on... well, you can Google that in YouPorn if you want.
Featuring our buddy Bobcat Goldthwait.
Bobcat doing some Blow in that, right?
Yeah, as a cocaine geek.
Right.
He's a coke nerd.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam plans to launch a statewide listening tour about race as he continues to resist calls to resign over racist photos in his medical school yearbook. His office says the tour will aim to engage different communities in conversations about race.
It's called Moonwalk Across Virginia.
He should call it that. He should call it.
He says he wants to refocus his legislative agenda on race inequality.
Don't stop till you get enough.
He just wants to keep his gig.
You know.
The problem with this is him keeping his gig. I'm with you, Todd.
I'm all for it now.
I am too.
Because the same side would play it the other way.
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat they would. Hell, King wants his appointments back now.
The point
the racist from Iowa.
Is to do the right thing, not base your own actions on what other people do.
No, I want to hear a Democrat say, listen, like someone who's running away with it.
Right.
I could shoot someone in the face with a shotgun wherever, and my people would still support me.
Then you're no better.
And they wouldn't, by the way.
You have to be.
I'm got to be better. No,
Do not do that. We have got to be better.
No.
We are better. He does have to quit. I agree with you.
We've got to be better.
He refused to be better.
He has to quit.
Because I'm not better.
Yeah, you are.
You have to be.
Well, we are. I am.
No.
You have to be better.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That's why you lose.
I'm not losing. I'm not running.
You got to do what it takes to win.
Nope. Liberals aren't going to vote for the guy. Well, this guy's not running for president. He wants to stay a governor. I get it. But he should quit. He's just being selfish, like most politicians.
Oh, you quit cable.
He wants to stay in office. Yeah.
A new bag designed for meal ready to eat.
You don't quit. Except for cable.
the MREs. The new bag design appears to feature the silhouettes of President Trump and Kanye West.
Is it really?
User on the Reddit Air Force sub recently posted his discovery made when they were getting ready to eat some MREs. There's no confirmation about the design of the military food staple. Of course, Kanye's been a supporter of the president, and they did meet in the Oval Office.
Is it really them?
They're not saying it's really them, but dadgummit, it certainly looks like it.
Yeah. It appears like a silhouette of
Kanye West.
He's a jackass.
Yeah, there she is.
Apparently, they're both big fans of the freeze-dried food. They love the dehydrated food. That's what they're going to serve the Patriots when they show up at the White House.
They did. There's a big picture of them.
Oh, they already went?
They gave
did they have freeze-dried food?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to them.
We're going to get you boys some meals ready to eat because you guys are warriors.
According to a new University of Texas at Dallas study, people infer a wide range of personality traits just by looking at the physical features of a particular body.
Infer. We had a guy that calls around the country a lot for his job, listens to the program, and he called somebody from Furman University.
Fartman University.
Yeah, and he kept, and the person on the phone kept saying Furman, and he couldn't stop. He kept wanting to laugh. Because the woman's just talking about her college. It was Furman, obviously. How stupid is that? You guy can't get through a professional conversation because the person on the line is talking about Furman.
Okay. To answer your question, how stupid is that?
That's great.
It's the proper amount of stupid.
Thank you. I'm with you on that. All right. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No. Participants tended to, we infer a wide range of personality traits just by looking at physical features of a particular body. Participants tended to judge heavier bodies as having more negative traits.
Like, lay off me, I'm starving!
Like carelessness and laziness is what we associate with people with heavier bodies. On the other hand, participants judged lighter body types to have more positive traits, like being enthusiastic and self-confident.
We are horrible when it comes to weight in this country.
Participants also linked classically masculine, broad-shouldered, and classically feminine, pear-shaped, I guess, is what they say here, bodies, to such active traits like being extroverted, irritable, or quarrelsome.
No, you don't want to be pear-shaped.
Yeah, it's just...
That's like hourglass shape for feminine.
I thought...
Just like the bigger ass, or what?
Look it up. See what they say.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer this
one.
Yeah,
I know. Is it like your
that might be Rubenesque? Apparently, it's a good thing.
Okay.
Apparently, your perception of that particular thing may be incorrect.
Okay. Like to me, Chris Christie is pear shaped.
He's a fat ass, so I would think pear shaped.
He is not classically feminine.
No.
No, but he's shaped like a pear. You know, he's kind of bottom heavy.
I think the pear is more of just the way the body goes, like a woman. Her hips rise out, they come back in.
Well,
that's probably what they mean by this.
Apparently.
When I hear the word pear, I kind of think what Todd's thinking, too.
Apparently, you're wrong, because when we look at what is described here as pear-shaped,
that's women. More specifically, a pear with legs.
To have active traits like being extroverted, irritable, or quarrelsome. But when either male or female bodies were more rectangular-shaped, participants thought those people would have more passive traits like being trustworthy, dependable, warm, shy. You can find this in the journal Psychological Science.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at that.
You
yeah.
sure?
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated.
Shaped.
Is the memo out there, and does it apply to younger guys too, that not everybody wants a disproportionately large ass on a woman?
I don't like it, but that's not our scene. That's a black guy thing.
No,
and
no.
Some white guys. Some white guys.
And we're all off the market.
Yeah. I think it's a white guy thing, too.
Some white guys. Not our generation.
Yeah, but are there
black
guys?
It's never been our generation.
Yeah, of a younger generation. Are there white guys of a younger generation who just like a nice, tight yoga butt?
That's what we like.
Well, Todd, judging from the amount of women that are in yoga classes, I'm guessing there's got to be a few men out there who like a nice tight yoga.
Of course there is, because they're all young girls. A lot of young girls have great small asses, and so they're dating young guys, unfortunately.
Yeah. But for every chick in a yoga class, there's one who spends 3 hours at the squat rack.
You're right. You're right.
Or they get implants, too, for that matter.
It is a recent phenomenon.
Because I saw a girl at my gym that used to go to a gym I went to, 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she's done, obviously,
is pump up that ass.
Spend time.
Pump it up.
On
pump
the
it
squat
up.
Rack.
Yeah.
Oh, I was at the gym.
She probably has pretty thick thighs then, too, to carry that ass. Yeah.
I was there just a couple of weeks ago, and I saw a
just where this conversation was supposed to go, Craig? Just misogynistic pig stuff?
Oh, it can get worse.
I know. It sounds
I got
like
an article here about the 5 different kinds of asses. Yeah.
On chicks, right. Hopefully, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, there was a girl just the other day. I was at the gym. She was on the squat. She was knocking out 245 on the squat rack.
I've seen
that
some
means nothing to me.
245 pounds.
I've seen some girls.
I've got nothing to compare that.
And
to.
She was probably 125.
I've seen some girls at the gym that not necessarily. You know, I'm not thinking Kardashian ass. That's just weird looking. I'm talking about just a nice bubble butt that's actually in shape. I can see that, but I don't really think they're big though. I know what you mean. I don't like the really big ones. But
no.
You know what? They're not asking us.
I'm talking.
They're not asking.
Within
us.
Proportion,
right?
And you can have a little on the big side, but still be in proportion.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, ladies, dress to please for us. That's how that showed right
that's
there.
That's the takeaway.
That's how that came right there. Remember when some dude's checking you out, you don't want checking you out. Make sure you look for us. But thank Jesus, although I'm not religious, for yoga pants. They should have been around since day one.
And their cultural acceptance in all social situations.
All social situations.
Not
all
just
of us,
the gym.
All of us are going to be at the airport this weekend, swivel hips, looking around at yoga pants.
It is socially acceptable to wear them anywhere.
Anywhere. And we agree with that.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was at
anywhere.
A restaurant the other night.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And the wait staff.
Well, they're basically just pants anymore.
Oh, yeah. Had their... Yeah. You know, the stretch pants yoga pants.
Yeah. That's why you go to yoga class, check out ass, right?
No.
And fart.
Okay. That's what sounded like. Okay. Sorry, that was on the air. I thought it was. <That's>... And the new yoga.
But good on you for the quick response.
No, he was the right quick response. He was quick.
Yeah.
I knew he'd yell no right away, which is true. It is the right answer. It is the correct answer.
That would be like me asking you, that's why you go to girls' basketball, isn't it? To check out ass.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Because that's a 13-year-old girl, so that'd be wrong. You go to yoga pants, you class with yoga girls.
I don't need to hear about it.
So. You yelled no.
You gave the right answer.
You gave the right answer. She could yell at me.
Well, promptly.
Don't even ask the question.
These guys enjoyed it.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
You were wrong. By the way, you don't have to go to yoga class to see yoga ass either. Yoga ass is in the hallway, is in the grocery store.
But it's concentrated at yoga class.
It's in the stands at girls' basketball games.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. There's probably some moms coming from yoga
class. Oh, yeah. I'll check out that in a heartbeat. I always do.
We promise we won't talk to you.
Any grown girls with yoga pants on, yeah. People are going to look. Sorry.
I actually read an article the other day arguing for dudes... It being okay for dudes to only wear tights to the gym.
Oh, have you seen that
look?
I have seen that.
Yeah. Without shorts on.
Without shorts over the top.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
No.
I've seen that.
I've seen it.
It's not okay.
No.
It's not okay.
No, it's not.
You're
a douchebag.
You're ripped and you're in
shape. Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Don't wear that.
Throw some shorts on.
Right.
You know?
Please throw some shorts on. I wish that would have sucked to the tape. You're ripped. I don't care. Throw some shorts on. I love that.
I don't want to see compression pants.
Right. No, you don't want to see that.
And I've seen guys walking around the gym like that. It's not okay.
I have to.
That is so stupid.
I mean, granted, it's a minority, but there's I've seen one or two.
But yeah, this article was saying, no, it should be okay for guys.
No.
Just go to the gym just in tights.
No.
No.
No, unless you got a speed skating thing outside in the rink.
Yeah.
You got that outfit on for speed skating. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're swimming the Olympics.
Or the Olympics, right.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. Guys are such douchebags.
Oh, there was a.
I mean, we were kind of hammering on the women there, but women, you, I don't know how you handle us.
There was a three man.
So many douchebags.
There was a three man douchebag squad at my gym yesterday, and I just wanted to punch all three of them.
And they all had yoga pants.
No, they were different. They were douchey for a different reason, okay. But they just
probably big fans of the show.
Probably.
All right. So thank you, and please post your selfies of your workouts.
And please tie up that piece of equipment that I really want to use while you're taking your selfie. Douchebag.
Naturally, somebody...
You should reach in and say, can I take a picture of you for you?
I posted up a compilation. I don't know what causes this, but I kind of enjoyed this one. It was guys doing the deadlift and lifting a ton of weight.
Oh, deadlift, right.
Yeah, and they would get to the point where they lock their knees. They do the deadlift, they drop the weight, and I don't know if for one, all the blood... rushes to their head,
yeah.
And they fall down.
I mean, now they in competition. If you're competition,
no, this is
then you're just stupid.
This is just video at the gym.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, they could hit their head on a bench or something and kill themselves.
Jesus,
you've seen that, haven't you, boys?
Yeah.
Right. Don't do that.
No. Yeah. Well, sometimes it happens. You know, you're straining a little too hard.
Yeah, and... like you're pooping. Yeah.
What are you trying to prove?
Nothing. You're not working out. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Unless you're training to beat somebody in deadlift, right?
Are you saying
deadlift's fine exercise, but to do it to a point.
Competitive deadlifter?
Well, if you are, then that's fine.
That you got to risk your life. I might fall down and hit my head and fall off the top of the building here, but it'd be worth it if I can get some good Facebook video out of this.
They deadlifted on the roof? That's dumb.
Yeah. All
right. Girls in yoga pants. What is that, a Facebook site or what is that, a Twitter site? I forget what that is. That's a good-looking...
Well, we can talk about the several different kinds of asses, if you want, when we get back.
We will.
All right. Todd, Tyler, Craig, and Puss. There's four of them.
Yeah, there's one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.